The following message is from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about us, visit livingwatersmn.org.
Good morning, church. Hallelujah. We did have an amazing turnout last night, the banquet. It wasn't a dinner. It was so much food. I don't know if people had enough, but it seemed like we had too much. America always has enough of food. That's what it feels like to me. Wherever I go, it's like, okay, there's food. I probably shouldn't eat in the morning because once you leave and meet with people, it's always food related. Any of you feel that way? I know I do. Praise the Lord. It is a joy and honor to be here again. It's been a year exactly. It seems like the Lord has established that as a regular thing. Once a year, around this time, I come over and I get to be a part of your services. I get to be a part of your worship, and I get to minister as well. So I just want to start with prayer, if you will. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for amazing time of worship when we can just listen to you, when we can receive from you, because you are a generous and you are a giving God. So we thank you for this service today, where we can not only give stuff up that we don't need to you, but where we can give ourselves to you. And when we can receive today. So, Lord, we open our hearts to receive. We open our ears to hear from you. And we open our mind to understand you even more. Father, we ask you to speak to us today and teach us your truth. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe there is a video that I would like to show you first, because I will forget. It's very short. It's very brief. Just a little update. Would you like to see it?
Yes.
Okay.
In Ukraine, I would like to share with you the incredible things that have been happening since our last update. For 8 years now, our True Hope team has organized summer camps for thousands of kids all over the country. We had such a great time at our second Pure Heart summer camp that we added a winter camp as well. The campers not only had fun and made new friends, but also experienced Jesus in a new way. Many have asked about the war happening in Ukraine. For now, the fighting in the east has died down. Some troops have been pulled back from the war zones. Everyone is hoping for more stability. However, the fact remains, this conflict has left us with some difficult consequences. One of those being the thousands of people who have been displaced from their homes. For most of them, going back isn't an option, as their homes and workplaces were completely destroyed. For several months, we have been visiting a refugee camp to take food and clothes. More recently, we've begun having regular church services with 120 residents. In just a few services, we have already seen people saved, healed, and greatly encouraged. Please continue to pray for those personally affected by the war, as God heals our nation and restores our government. With the start of a new school year, True Hope Team is back doing outreaches at the dorms. Every week, we meet with teams to build families in a healthy way and share the love of God. This year, we had a breakthrough and added two new dorms to our business. The relationships that we built with these students are very important for their futures. The reality is that most of them will graduate totally unprepared for independent life. As a result of new government restrictions, many teens find themselves not in school and homeless. I have awakened many times to their knocks at my door and found them sleeping outside my window because they had no other place to go. Since the government hasn't been helping them, True Hope stepped in to serve. Praise God, they now all have places to live. This is one of the reasons True Hope sponsorship program is so valuable. Your support is a tremendous encouragement to these kids. If you have adopted one of our kids from the program, please continue to write and pray. They truly ask about you and wait for your letters. We are working through the process to get the letters translated and sent more quickly. On a personal note, many of you know I have been dealing with health issues. We are believing for God's promises. Thank you for your support and your continued prayers. We can never say thank you enough for all of your prayers and support. Together, we are changing lives one by one.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is never tired, even when we are. One of the nights when I was speaking at another church, at a Lutheran church actually here just a week ago or 2 weeks ago, I don't even remember now, and the Lord woke me up very early in the morning, like at 4:30, and I didn't go to bed until, you know, a little after 2, so that was really early for me, and he woke me up in a different kind of way, you know, not just to wake up and pray, but he just woke me up with this sound. And I got up, I'm like, you know, and I was staying at my friend's house, and I got up, and I'm like thinking, who's outside the door at 4:30? Like, why would they be coming in? What happened, you know? And I'm like, who's there? Trying to get my voice to sound right, you know, trying to whisper at the same time. And nobody answered, so I came up to the door, I opened the door, and I looked, there's nobody there. So I try to go back to sleep, and again, so I woke up, I realized it was the Lord trying to tell me something, and I will share with you Revelation 3:20. You know this scripture. I'm not telling you anything new, but this is something that the Lord has spoken to me, and I just want to share it. He says, I'll read it in Russian. Is that okay? I'll translate, I promise. Стою двері і стучу. Якщо хто услышит голос мой і отворить дверь, войду к нему і буду вечеряти з ним, і він со мною. It says, here I stand at the door and knock, and those that will hear my voice and let me in, I will come and have dinner with you. This is kind of odd. Do you talk behind the door when you knock to your friend's house? Isn't that interesting? This is, it says, here I stand at the door and knock. But he also says, those that will hear my voice. So he's letting you know he's behind that door. It's not a stranger. It's not an enemy. You can trust me. This is me, your dad. I'm knocking at your door. Come on, son. Come on, daughter. Open up. I'm here. I'm waiting on you. Open up. Here I am. I'm here for you. I'm waiting. Open up. This is your dad. He lets you know that it's safe to open the door. Because usually when we shut the door to our hearts, it's because we want to feel safe. We don't want anything or anyone to get into our hearts. We keep it safe. And that's the scripture. It's a scriptural instinct that we have, a reaction. He says, guard your heart more than anything. So we're guarding it. We shut the door. And he lets us know. He knocks and he says, it's me. Don't worry now. Now you can open because I'm coming to have a meal with you. Isn't that amazing? So I was, you know, 4:30 in the morning, but I got excited. I don't know if you can get excited at 4:30. I did because I read the scripture. I heard it, you know, being quoted by many people, many preachers. But this was a new thing for me. It was like a new level. Same scripture, new understanding, new meaning. He not only knocks at your door, he speaks to you. And at many scriptures we all know because we read this truth. We eat this all the time. The scripture talks about his voice that we know. We know our pastor's voice. He is our shepherd. We know his voice. I love that. He's speaking to us. And he isn't the God that only speaks. He's the God who speaks and does what he says. He is the great I am. Romans chapter 8, I want to just read one verse. Therefore, now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after what? The Spirit. You're going into the fast for 3 days, which is kind of interesting because the Lord has given me a topic to share a little bit about the fast. I believe that's a fast, you know, I chose a fast for my whole life, not to fast food, but to fast something, to humble your flesh, to crucify your flesh daily. Because it says in the scripture, we all know it, if you have Christ living in you, your flesh is dead to sin, which means we are alive for Him. I love God. He's so smart. And He says there is no condemnation. There's no condemnation. He will not condemn you. And everything else that's around you won't bother you because He's right by you. I love our God. He is a faithful God. I will share a little bit about the ministry because it kind of goes with what I'm sharing this morning about His love for us that never changes. You know, we often think that, oh, you know, I gotta change the church. Oh, I gotta, you know, not read the Bible for a while. Oh, I don't know how to pray. Oh, I don't know how to act. Oh, I'm full of this. Oh, I've done that. You know, like always the self-pity and just like, wow, disgusting. Really? I mean, I don't know if you ever felt like that. You're whining and whining, and they're like, this is gross. This is absolutely disgusting. I'm disgusted with myself because of this whining. And so, you know, we do get that way. And so the Lord is giving us so many confirmations that He loves us no matter what. And even then, we don't receive it. And even then, we try to reason it out with our logic to say that, no, that can't be right. He doesn't really love me. I don't feel it. I don't see it today, or I don't see enough of it. No, my, you know, payment or my paycheck was just the same this month. It didn't get any bigger, so I don't know if He loves me. He didn't heal me when I asked Him. I'm not sure He loves me. Somewhere deep in there, that's how we think. That's because our flesh is weak, but our spirit is strong. And so this is where I'm getting at. He loves you no matter what. It's a matter of you now realizing that and loving Him back. Because really, He will never change. He does not change. That's what He is. He loves, He loves, He loves, and He loves. And it's a matter of you and I finally saying, okay, I love you back. And this is how I love you, and act out of that. If we fully understood how much He loves us, if we only fully understood how much He cares, everything would change. And I pray that we do. So a few testimonies, you guys, from, you know, Ukraine. Of course, our church sends greetings to you all because many of you have been a lot of them remember you. And so they're saying, say hi to the church. They didn't really know the name of the church, so I had to tell them, Living Waters, the water of life, you know, but it's good. So they said their greetings, and I call them once in a while. Well, try to do it every day, at least texting or something. Praise God for technology. I also, do you ever use, like, your phones or technology for Bible reading? You know what I realized? That, I mean, this is the truth, amen? This is the truth that you and I should be standing on, right? Amen. Amen. I can't do that on my iPad. I mean, if you're willing, I'll try it on yours, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to survive that. So I encourage you, this is a significant thing here. I'm serious. I encourage you to stand on this truth. This is our foundation. This is what we need daily. This is what sets us free. This is what teaches us. This is what encourages. I mean, it's everything for you and I. So anyway, a few testimonies from the ministry. Obviously, we're doing the ministry, and as you saw the little video, an update, we've started to do more and more with the refugees. And I remember when Pastor Dave came, we didn't really do services back then yet with Steve. They came and we just walked around the camp. Yeah, for the refugees, you know, refugees from the eastern side of Ukraine, for those that don't know. There was war in the country for now almost a little over 2 years. But to give you a little bit of understanding, you know, when we had war in 1945, 41 through 45, a lot of people have lost their husbands, their children. They were hurt. They lost their homes. They lost quite a bit. It was a great loss for both nations. But we fought Germans. And so in our nation, there was this deep root that was very well hidden and great hatred towards Germans. No matter how great they were and what they did and how awesome and cool they were, there was a little bit of that hate buried somewhere, that root, and especially older people. So once we had a team that came from Germany, team of young, you know, teenagers. They came to minister, and this is something that, you know, the Lord is teaching me and showing me now. They came to minister. There was about 12 of them or something like that, a big team. And as soon as they came up the stage, the pastor invited them. They came up the stage to share their testimony, to say where they're from. They started to speak German, and the translator didn't even start translating as people were getting up and leaving. That's how much hate there was so deep in there, in their hearts. And look at what God is doing today. Through this war that we have had with Russia, I can't even call it a war because they could just crush us. But for some reason, it's not happening. Probably for a good reason. God reason, right? So when all of this is happening in the east, and it, you know, they took the south, the southern region of ours, and Germany was one of the first countries that stepped up and said, "Hey, we have, you know, 3 million or billion, whatever they had, of euros to donate to Ukraine to help the refugees." So now people who are refugees and living in those camps that were bought and built by the Germans, and they know it, are receiving healing very deep in their hearts. Even though there is still lots of loss, even though there is still a great price we pay, even though we do suffer, they receive healing that matters most. So it was really amazing for us to go to those camps and minister. And one of the camps that we go to regularly, because we want to have regular services and good, strong relationships, so we decided, well, they can't all come to the church, so we'll bring the church to them. Isn't that cool? We can always do that. So one time we came and we did a service, just like regular, you know, a small group of people got together. We prayed, we talked with them, we listened. And Pastor Dave and Steve came, and they just prayed over the property. We didn't have a service, I don't think, that day. We just came and they just prayed and declared that this is the Lord's place. You know, there is something in the spiritual realm that happens when we speak the truth, when we declare that He is glorious, when we declare that in our lives. He doesn't change, we change. And so when we declare that we started to have these regular services and give you one of the testimonies, they were, you know, hurting inside, but they're also hurt physically. Some of them have these little fragments in their, you know, body from the explosion or something. And so this one lady, she comes up after the meeting, very quiet, very shy, Margarita. She came up and she said, "Hey, Max, could you pray with your team? Because I have this, you know, piece. It doesn't really hurt. It's just there, you know, piece of metal in me after the explosion. But I can't get a job now because they're wanting to give me the status of a disabled person. And they want to just pay me money, you know, the government money. And I want to work. You know, this is just not what I want." And I said, "Well, surely we can pray." So we started to pray as the team. We prayed. Nothing happened right that moment. We prayed, we prayed, we prayed. We said, "Okay, Margarita, we believe in healing. This is what we can do. We are people of faith. We are people of faith. So we will believe for healing." And we, you know, 2 weeks later, we were coming back to minister. And I kind of forgot about the fact that, you know, she was still with that fragment inside her. And so when we got there, we had like 3 or 4 cars that came and we were all coming out. And there she's running. One of the first ones runs to us. And she has one x-ray in her hand and the other one in the other. And she's screaming, "I'm healed, I'm healed." But then she had another issue. She said, "Well, the doctors see that it's not there, but they can't get the status of a handicapped off now." I said, "That's a good problem. It's okay. It's a great testimony." But she's completely healed. They couldn't do a surgery because, you know, they weren't sure if they could pull it out and it was too close to other organs or something. So it was too risky and dangerous to, you know, not harm her more. But God knows. He's the greatest surgeon there is. So we love to minister. We love to see Him show up in His full glory. He is a glorious God. In our True Hope Center that we just raised enough money for the roof and more, we have, you know, obviously we meet there as the church, but we have started a school just a little over a year ago, probably more than that. Anyway, so last year we graduated 12 students. Okay, get this. It's a government level, government diploma. The kids get, you know, a regular diploma. Orphan kids who are not accepted in normal schools, they get a government diploma within True Hope Center. Last year we graduated 12 students. This year we have 32. So if you want to come over for the graduation party, it's in April. Seriously, you all have an open invitation, of course. But I want to talk a little bit about the fast, you guys. The fasting is, obviously, you know that it's not just food. It's humbling the flesh, and it's, you know, for something. It's for a cause, a greater cause. But it also does something to you. We all know what happens during the fast because you tell your flesh to be quiet, so it starts to squeak. "I don't like it. Stop it." And then all this crap comes out of you. And you're like, "Whoa, I didn't know I had this." You become a little edgy. Or maybe more. Some more, some less. And you have less patience because you're not getting it your way. This is what I believe. That when we fast, things that we medicate ourselves with and put a Band-Aid on the pain, you know, on ourselves, come out because we start to receive healing from the Father. We start to depend on Him, not the everyday life that's around us. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. Sometimes you don't think you're addicted to shopping. I mean, how can you be? That's necessary. We can reason it out, but you don't need your 50th scarf you're buying. And then you're like, "Oh, wait a second, what am I doing? Oh, yeah, I had a tough day at work, so I got to get, you know, something for me. I got to go medicate myself." Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. There's so much more in fasting. When we humble our flesh, it doesn't like it. So things will come out Be prepared for that when you fast. Warn your friends around you. Say, hey, you know, it's not coffee that I'm not drinking. It's not that I'm fasting. Look out. But in that, try to humble yourself and just be quiet and listen. That's important to listen, isn't it? It's important to listen. I want to share my revelation on the fast. There was something significant in fasting when Esther fasted. Do you remember when she fasted with her people, with her nation? It wasn't just her. She didn't want to go into that alone. She said, I need my people to fast with me. And she made it an order for her people. She said, that's an order. Everybody fast with me. Did she set a time limit on it? No. Until I receive what I'm asking for. Until I speak to the king. Until he gives me what I'm asking for, which is so much. And so she was fasting, but get this. This is just a brief revelation that the Lord has given me. Now, she was fasting, but at the same time, the breaking of the fast, when she invited him for a meal, she had to eat with him. It was the breaking of her fast. You know what happened? A breakthrough. The breaking of the fast also has a significant meaning. And it didn't have a deadline. She didn't set, you know, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. She just waited for an answer. And then the breaking of the fast brought breakthrough and answers and healing. And he said, half the kingdom, take it. And so much more I'm willing to give you. There is a significance in our fasting and in our breaking of the fast. He loves us, and that will never change. Can you say it to your neighbor from your left and from your right? Say that. Say, he loves you, and that will never change. Hallelujah. I will share one of them. There's a lot I wanted to share, but I'm not going to share a lot out of the scripture because you read your truth, don't you? You eat it, you study it. That's great. And I heard you have an amazing school. What's it called? Higher Call. I love that. That's a great name. Keep studying. That's his desire for you. Keep learning. Keep eating. Keep chewing his truth. Because when you have it inside you, it doesn't go anywhere. And this is the testimony I'll give you. You know, this you cannot stand on. We know that now. This is pretty solid. It's a great foundation. But it also has to be in our hearts. And the reason I say that is because I had a chance to minister in prison with our team. So we went to one of the prisons that was just really strict prison. We, you know, had to count all of our cables and mics we were bringing and put a list and just gave it. There was about 660 or 50, I don't know, prisoners there. Really, really brutal, strict to anybody that comes in, and of course to the prisoners. And so, you know, we couldn't bring our iPhones or phones or picture cameras or anything. Like, we couldn't do anything like that. So I didn't listen. I really just didn't hear it. So I just brought it in my pocket. I turned off the sound. But then later in the service, you know, all these 400 of the prisoners could fit in the room. So they were there in a dining room. They were there, and the guards are circling around, you know, watching it all. And it's pretty strict. I mean, I've been to prisons before. This one was just really strict. And so, long story short, when we started the service, 15, 20 minutes into the service, I'm doing selfies with prisoners. I didn't hear that I was supposed to bring that. So I'm doing selfies with prisoners, and they're loving it. You know, they're like smiling with no teeth, but they have big smiles. And so we had fun. And then the guard comes up to me, and he says, the service is over. The meeting is over. Tell him to pack up. So the team packs up. And they escort them out. But not me. They took my phone. And they took me into a separate room. And I'm just sitting there. Good thing I'm not afraid. Because I've seen the glory of God. I know what he can do. And even if I haven't or didn't, even if you didn't, you know it. You know what he is capable of. Yeah. And he is on your side. So I was in that room. And my son, actually, he didn't go with the team. He said, I'm staying with my dad. So they said, fine, get in. So they let him stay with me. And we're sitting there. And he's a little nervous. It was his first trip to prison. And and then we get locked up. So he was pretty scared. But as we're sitting in this room, the guard, you know, comes in and he says, you'll have to stay overnight because the guy that's supposed to be talking to you, he already left and he's coming back in the morning. You know, the in charge person. And I said, okay, where do we sleep? So they gave us a room. Our room door was open and it's long, dark hall. I don't know if any of you have seen prisons, but they're pretty dark. They're pretty creepy looking. So we're in that little room and the door is open and other, you know, prisoners are walking around and I'm thinking like, I don't have my phone, I don't have the Bible. What do I, you know, I got to talk to these people because they're like, they already know who I am. They already know that we came to preach the truth. They are excited about it now. They want to hear, they have questions. So this is what I did. A few guys came into the room and I started to quote the verses and the scripture that I know by heart. Just started to quote it. Are there scriptures that you remember? The promises that you say to yourself? That you remind your weak flesh that, hey, it's not all over. He's in control. And so I started to speak the truth, and those prisoners kept coming and coming. We couldn't fit in the room, of course. They were in the hall. Listen to this. This is what happened. I didn't have a mic. There was no pulpit. There was in a room in prison. So I started to speak up really loudly. And then the ones that heard it in the hall, barely heard it, they started to turn and say it to the other ones further down the hall. They wanted for each one to hear the truth because it's his truth. We can dress it up however we want to, but bottom line is his truth is what we need. His solid word. And he's speaking. I'm knocking and I'm speaking. I'm speaking to you. So I, you know, of course, at the end, you know, the late night, a lot of prisoners repeated that way in a wave, kind of traveling the truth, you know, was traveling like the wave. They all repeated the prayer of repentance. They've all received the Lord. And it was just amazing. There is no greater miracle. You can give it to, yes, he is worthy. He is worthy. They received the Lord, and there isn't a greater miracle than that. And it happened, you guys, in such a natural way. We were just locked up in a room in prison. I mean, there was no angels coming in, and there wasn't anything like that. Very natural, yet the supernatural, the most significant thing. The thing that God himself rejoices when that happens, when we give our lives to him. And so, of course, they, you know, kept us there, but in the morning they were not happy. So at about 7 in the morning, they were telling us, you probably better go, because if we tell the, you know, what's it called? What's his name? Like a position. Yes, that. That's a hard word for me. So I'm just going to let you say it. And that guy was supposed to show up at 9, and they said, you better leave now. We could just let you go. And I'm like, no, I'm going to wait. And he's like, well, he's not coming until 9, so you have 2 hours. You can go. It's fine. We won't tell him what happened. I said, no, I'll wait. And so I waited with my son. We waited. And then we came into his office and he said, listen, what you did was wrong. You brought your phone with you in here. You were taken. I said, listen, I'm a lawyer besides being a pastor. And I don't want to scare you. But I do know that what you did was completely wrong. I didn't do anything. You can't just lock me in prison for the night and my son. So here is the deal. We're gonna come once a month to do services because these people know the truth. They've repented and they're hungry. And you'll be okay with it. And he said, okay. And after that, probably 2 weeks later, we had a team from Holland, I think a few Dutchies that came, and they ministered. We couldn't bring them into the prison because of the situation in the nation. But long story short, they gave money for Bibles. So we were able to buy like 400 Bibles. Isn't God good? He has it all figured out. So be encouraged, be uplifted, eat his truth, and be filled with it. Amen.
We're going to go a little bit. If you have children, you'll probably need to get them out of the children's school and everything. But what I want to do is Max has been struggling with health, and he's really in a good place. Spiritually, Max is strong. But I feel like, again, with the communion that we just had, with what I know to be real about healing and about God does not author sickness, I just felt like I want to call the elders of the church forward and to pray, to anoint with oil and to pray. And we'll just simply believe that this sickness is broken.
Amen.
So if the elders of the church would come on up, Max, stand down there. Mm-hmm. And what I'd like is elders and wives, come on up. And what I would like is if the ushers could put out some baskets up here. And if you want to give something into the Ministry of True Hope, you can just come on up, make your checks out, I think, to True Hope, right? Make the checks out to True Hope. And just love on Max. Faith works by love. And one of the ways that we love is in the giving of our finances. And I can vouch, I've spent quite a bit of time in Ukraine with Max and saw, you know, as many of you have. But really understanding, I believe the call on Max's life is significant in that nation. And I believe that. And I can just encourage you, if you want to come and give and just give a love offering to Max, stretch your hands forward. This isn't spectator sport here.
That's right.
Let's exercise our faith as a body. The same way we declared the glory of the Lord together as a body, let's start to declare healing.
Amen.
And Max. And I'm going to have each of the elders and wives, I'm going to have each of you anoint Max with oil. He's going to be pretty oily by the time he leaves. But I just really want to take this thing really seriously in the covenant that we just celebrated with the Lord Jesus Christ. So, any of the leaders, you have a prayer, you feel free. Let's just go after the healing. Thank you, Father.
Of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Anointed One, released into this body in Jesus' name, bring total order. We just speak to this body to respond to the Prince of Peace who lives within. We speak peace to every system in this body in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Father, we just proclaim this sickness, this disease does not belong in our brother's body, and we say you are not wanted, and we command you to go in Jesus' name. And we just speak strength. We just pray everything into Max's system that he needs, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for wanting to do it. We thank you. You will do it.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
We just proclaim life
life, life, life into this body in the name of Jesus.
We agree.
We declare no weapon formed against him shall prosper in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We declare this intruder will not be permitted to have sway in this body in the name of Jesus. We declare the glory of God to be revealed, to be made manifest in this body in the name of Jesus. Life, come forth. Life in the name of Jesus. To every fiber, every vessel, every bone, every organ, yes, Lord. Every cell in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit, we anoint you with the power of the resurrected Christ.
Yes, yes.
We break all assignments of the enemy off your life in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And we speak forth the assignments of Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit. We declare that their plan, their assignments alone will rule and reign in Max's life in the name of Jesus.
And I declare this curse is broken in Jesus' name. I declare generational iniquity is broken off and the doors are closed now.
We agree.
In Jesus' name.
So we just release the Father's goodness right now. Release the Father's love right now to Max.
Yes.
Be healed in Jesus' name.
Max, I want you to open your eyes. What's this? It's the word. I'm going to stand on it.
You want his iPad?
I am standing on the word of God that says when the elders are called forward and anoint with oil, healing is there. Max, you are healed in the name of Jesus. And we stand on your word and declare it to be so.
We agree. We agree.
And we declare the curse of death is broken in Jesus' name. That assignment, that thing's broken off in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Life. Life. Life.
Lord, I just thank you for the glory that Max carries. I just thank you for the glory that he carries for your name. I just thank you for the glory that he carries to all the people, all the unsaved people, the prisoners, the people on the streets, Lord, to us. Lord, I just thank you for what he does for your kingdom. Glory purposes.
So, Father, we thank you that the greatest force in the universe is love. Father, we release love into Max. God, we release the love of the Father. We release the love of the body. We release the love of this team, this eldership. Father, that your perfect love casts out fear. So, Father, we release the love that initiates faith, that is actually the foundation that is underneath faith. Father, we thank you for the demonstration of love last night. We thank you for the demonstration of love this morning, all that have come and just sown into this life and this ministry. And Father, we just declare, Max, receive love. You're a great lover. Receive love. Receive love in its deepest, most pure form. Receive love. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Father, I stand in agreement as the shepherd of this house. Father, I stand in agreement with every declaration that has been made that Max's organs, those organs that have been prematurely aging, I declare reversal in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I declare reversal, reversal, reversal. Respond in Jesus' name. Every organ, you respond to the word of God in Jesus' name.
Amen. The memory, the cellular memory of pain to leave his body.
Yes.
No more.
We agree.
Remove this in the name of Jesus. Off in the name of Jesus. Now I say get off, get off, get off. Now in the name of Jesus. And I just remove the arrows off of his back. Whew. Assignments broken. Broken.
Yeah.
Broken. Now.
We agree.
Right. Yes. So we declare the glory to the Lord. Yes. You are going to declare the glory to this healing.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you need healing in your body, if you're here and you just need healing, you need some emotional things, whatever it is, body, soul, or spirit, Jesus is present to heal people. We have three teams that will pray with you. You know, I know Max wants to visit with some people and hang out, but we have three teams that will pray with you that are just filled really with the love and the joy of the Lord. And we just had a fun time this morning before the service praying for them. I got healed praying for them. So there's coffee out in the lobby. Let's stand together. And I just want to release you with the blessing of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this body of believers, God. I thank you for each one, Lord, that we've been encouraged in our most holy faith this morning. God, we've been encouraged in your presence. So, Father, we go from this place now to walk out that which we've received. God, it's not good enough just to keep this in here, but God, that there are people that need this message of hope. So, Father, we send this body with everything that has been received this morning to lavish it upon those around them. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Love on somebody. Again, if you need prayer, you need somebody to stand with you, come on up.